minutes before the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bernice Jenkins has arrived.
Yeah.
Good morning, Janie.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. How was you?
It was good. I've made some. You enjoyed them chicken and dumplings I sent you?
Oh, yeah. I sure did. You got the bucket sitting on the front porch where I can go get me a little bit more out of them.
Well, sitting on the front porch, I'll come around there and pick it up.
I'm feeling all right.
I made a big pot of chicken and dumplings. Was they good, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, they were so good. I ate them for breakfast, lunch, and supper.
That's what everybody said. They loved them.
Oh, they were so good. You got some more?
I got some. I put the rest of them off in the deep freezer.
Okay, I go there and get them?
Go on over there and get them.
Oh, I don't want to have to whoop nobody when I go in the house.
Here's our church announcement this morning. Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Now, you know Mother Gwendolyn Carter's sister, Pat's step nephew plays basketball for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
And she is personally affected by Dwayne Wade situation. So all of her sisters are on the courtesy committee, are sponsoring a bus trip to Walgreens and CVS Wednesday for all the men in the church who are struggling with giving up side chicks. And both stores are giving the church a discount on packs of rubbers.
Okay.
To help them so they can protect themselves from having side babies while they're trying to get their walk right with the Lord and Savior. That's right. Take them over there because you just don't need no more babies. And you know we have a special Sunday school class for all the side babies. Because the regular children picking at in the primary department picking at the children who are side babies. There's a ministry for everybody. Everybody got a testimony. Everybody got a story. And a new policy for the new year. The pastor is asking that anyone who has a loved one pass away after 11 p.m. please wait until after 9 a.m. to call him. He don't like to have his sleep interrupted and said they'll be just as dead at 9:30 in the morning as the ass was when he died. They ain't gonna wake him up and ain't gonna do nobody no good. They gonna be just as dead. They'll be just a little colder. Want to say a special prayer to our Pastor Timothy Woods over there at Hopewell Church. Everybody know Pastor Tim Woods.
Yeah.
Over at Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church. Took his church congregation out to East Lake Park.
In Birmingham?
In Birmingham, Alabama, and told them that he felt the power and God gave him a vision. And that he was going to walk across water. But what they didn't know, as strong as his faith was, that Pastor Tim Woods could not swim and walked out there and almost drowned. Good thing they was having football practice at East Lake. And one of the kids jumped the fence to save his life.
Thought he was gonna walk on water.
Thought he was. That boy showed him.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.